Hi. It's actually been quite some time since I ventured onto Audio Boo, or Audio Boom as it's now evolved into. And thankfully, the app on Android seems to be a lot better than it used to be. I can see you can actually edit in the app as well now, which is pretty cool. And there's a lot of reasons why I haven't been on Audio Boo or Audio Boom for quite some time. Actually, I haven't really been on social media quite in the same way that I used to be for quite some time. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And there's a few reasons why I've kind of realized that I want to be on social media, that I actually have kind of come back on Audio Boo now and started using Twitter a lot more again. And all kinds of stuff. Some of the reasons for that actually are reconnecting with some old friends. I recently reconnected with Roger Overall, actually, and also Paul Omani. Roger, we've kind of been following each other online for a while, and we were kind of talking a lot on Audio Boo when it was called Audio Boo. And we're really strongly connected on social media, actually, for quite some time. And then we kind of drifted apart a little bit. Also with Paul Omani as well. He was like one of the guys I would really, really follow a lot on Audio Boo. And then, you know, we all got talking and there was a few others as well. And then, I don't know, I kind of fell out of that crowd, I guess. There's a few different reasons for that, but the cool thing is I've reconnected, especially with those two guys again. I reconnected with Paul on Periscope, actually. He's been doing some awesome Periscope broadcasts on there, so you should find him on there, actually. And Roger, we've kind of been connected online still, of course, messaging each other now and again. But now we've kind of really reconnected, which is cool. We're actually arranged to hook up on Skype in the next couple of days, so we can really have a good catch up, which is cool. And then today I actually decided to check out Audio Boo again, or Audio Boom. And I found Roger on there again and found out he's still very active on here. I listened to a couple of his Audio Boos, or a couple of his audio broadcasts. And that really made me feel, he did one about fitness actually, which is quite relevant for me at the moment, and I'll kind of get back to that in a minute. But it really felt kind of inspiring to see that those guys and the other people that I used to kind of hang out a lot with on social media are still doing some really, really cool stuff. And I kind of slipped out of that. I kind of slipped out of being a contributor online. And that's what I think social media really is all about. It's about sharing your thoughts, sharing your knowledge, even sharing your feelings, what's going on with you at the moment, in a really open way. And to me, that's how you really make connections online. That's how I connected with those guys. And I kind of stopped doing that, which I think really is responsible for why I kind of lost touch with some of the friends that I fell in with on social media. And I'm hoping kind of to rectify that somewhat now. Some of the other reasons why I kind of dropped out, I think, on social media are about 2 years ago, maybe three, I actually seriously kind of started my own business, video and photography. And if you're someone who kind of starts your own business, then you're probably aware that you might be able to hear the dog in the background. He's moaning and groaning. But if you started your own business, particularly if you're one-man business or self-employed, you probably have also experienced the fact that you get very busy. You get busy because, of course, you get work, which is great. But you also get busy when you don't have work, because you become painfully aware that if you're not working, if you're not actually doing stuff, then you're not actually earning any money. And that's particularly, that's particularly an issue if you've got a family that you need to support. So I kind of started my own business, and I've been lucky enough to have a good amount of regular work. But at the same time, when I wasn't working, I was very much aware that I needed more work. So for the last couple of years, really, I've kind of very slowly gone down this road of almost being a workaholic, really. When I meet people locally now, I'm an event photographer. I do a lot of events. And whenever I meet people, they're always even online, actually. Some of my friends around Aarhus, I live in Denmark, by the way, in Aarhus in Denmark. A lot of the people I know locally are always telling me, Greg, you're always working, you know. Or if I go to events, people are always commenting that, hey, you're at this event now. Like I'm at every event that's actually going on in Aarhus, which is actually kind of cool in some respects because people actually, of course, seem to be aware that that's what I do. But at the same time, if I'm kind of have morphed into a workaholic, which I have, then there's a lot of other things in my life that are kind of not being taken care of. And one of those was contributing online on social media, as I mentioned. Another big one of those has been my health. I've been gradually over this last few years, because I've been working so much and being stressed out about making sure I always have work, and gradually over a period of time now, I've become aware that I get a lot of mood swings, and my mood has changed. I used to have a lot more energy than I do now, and it got to the point where I thought, well, I better go and see the doctor about it, because I mentally, I didn't feel I was in a good place. And what I realized is actually that I've been suffering from depression. And then I started doing a lot of research about that, and realized actually a lot of entrepreneurs, and if you're someone who starts your own business, you're an entrepreneur. A lot of entrepreneurs actually do struggle with depression, partly brought on by the kind of thing that they're doing, the fact that they need to work a lot in order to make their business grow and make their business work. But at the same time, there seems to be a lot of research about the personalities that entrepreneurs have. You need to kind of have this very energetic personality sometimes, I feel, or this forward-thinking kind of personality. Very gregarious, I guess, in some way. That having that kind of personality actually is also a contributor to the possibility of suffering from depression. You kind of have these I've certainly noticed I have those. I have these periods where I'm really, really up and everything's possible and I can conquer the world. And then very quickly after that, everything just crashes down, and I have these periods where all the ideas I had when I had a lot of energy seem completely rubbish, and I have no energy to do anything, and what's the point, and why should I do this? And so I became aware that I was having those big mood swings. So I went to the doctor to say, I think I'm suffering from depression, and she gave me a test, which I did, a very simple test, and that kind of confirms that, yes, I should probably start going into therapy, basically. So I've done that. I've started going to therapy just to kind of talk out the depression that I know I've kind of slumped into. I'm not saying I'm a manic depressive at all, but I'm definitely aware that my lust for life, so to speak, has depreciated, and that definitely is a big sign that you're suffering from depression. So I've gone into therapy about that, which actually feels great. The guy, coincidentally enough, the guy that I'm seeing, he used to be a photographer. So that's really, really cool because we can kind of talk on that level. But also I can share with him some of my thoughts and feelings about being self-employed and home life. And I've already been to a couple of sessions, and I can definitely feel even just a couple of sessions has had an enormous effect. So the good thing is I'm going to keep that up and keep going, at least for some months, I think, now. And hopefully I'll start getting a slightly different view on and get some tools, basically get some kind of mental tools that I can use to actually deal with my mood and my depression, and realize when I am in a depression, and realize how I can actually manage stress that leads to that as well. But the weird thing is, as part of the process of figuring out the whole depression thing, the doctor actually said to me, well, you need a blood test because we need to figure out whether this is actually something physical. She said sometimes the causes of depression can actually be physical ones rather than strictly mental ones. So I had to have a blood test. And so I did that. And then I get a message the next day saying, can you come in again, please? We need to give you another blood test. And I'm like, okay, well, what happened to the first one? And she said, nothing. We have just realized that your blood sugar is really high. And I'm like, okay, so what does that mean? And she says, that means you probably have diabetes. And I'm like, what? And I go in for the second blood test. Of course, I start researching all about diabetes. Diabetes type 2, she said, not type 1. So I start doing a lot of research about that. And I go in for the second blood test, and that's going to take a couple of days to come back after I've done that. So during that time, I was doing more research. And the weird thing is, well, what was a bit of a shocker is I don't feel like I live a really unhealthy lifestyle. I'm not hugely overweight. Actually, I've been to the doctor today as part of all this process, and we checked my weight. And I'm maybe about 4 or 5 kilos overweight, so I need to lose that. I'm fairly active. I have a dog, for example. I go out walking the dog. As an event photographer, anyone out there who's an event photographer, you know that when you work at an event, you tend to, physically, it's very demanding. Even photography in general, I think, is physically very demanding. So overall, I mean, I won't say I'm super fit, but I'm certainly not hugely overweight, and I'm certainly not someone who is, I feel, hugely unhealthy. The other aspect of this, of course, is possibly diet. And again, I don't feel like I'm super unhealthy diet-wise, but at the same time, I'm probably not. My diet's probably not where it should be. But second blood test went in, and then I actually had to go that kind of confirmed the high the high level of sugar in my blood. And then I had to make an appointment at the hospital because they need to do a test as well. So I had to go in for another blood test. But this time it was going in, doing a blood test, having not eaten for 12 hours. And then they check your blood sugar level that way. And then they give you this really horrible sugary drink. And then you have to wait for a couple of hours and then they test you again. So I went in, not having eaten for 12 hours. They took a test, they took some blood. And then they gave me the sugary drink, and then I actually just sat in the hospital with my laptop and worked for a couple of hours until they could take a blood test again. And that actually confirmed that I have diabetes type 2, which I have really mixed feelings about. Part of me is thinking, why me? I look around me, and I feel I don't feel like I lead a super unhealthy lifestyle. But at the same time, I'm thinking part of this is probably down to stress and not sleeping so good because I'm stressed. Combined with maybe not having a fantastic diet. Not a really terrible diet, but probably not an optimal diet. So I think there's probably a lot of very small contributing factors that have gone towards me getting this diagnosis of diabetes type 2. It's difficult to kind of say there's positive things that are coming out of it, but one of the positive things is it's made me think a lot about what I eat. Since I really found out, I've improved my diet immediately. Food now consists mostly of green vegetables and salads and a little bit of meat. I'm reading all the labels on packets when I go to the supermarket, which is actually really, really difficult, not to read the labels, but to actually find stuff that doesn't have insane amounts of sugar in it. But I'm having to do that. I'm going through looking at every label when I pick something up, figuring out not just how much sugar's in it, but how much carbohydrates are in it. Because, of course, when that gets into your bloodstream, that immediately turns into sugar as well. So I'm really having to pay attention to what I eat now. And I immediately have started doing that, which feels really nice. It feels like taking control. But one of the other positive things that's kind of come out of it is that because of the depression part, I started spending a lot of time at home. I have an office. When I started my business, I thought, well, if you've got a business, you need an office. So I got an office. And I've been to a few different office places over a period of time. I haven't actually been in the office for quite some weeks now. Just because I need to be at home, I need to kind of relax. I've had to work. I have work to do, which is great, and I need to take care of that. But at the same time, I've been doing it at a lot slower pace, making sure I try and get a good night's sleep, things like that. And what I've found is one of the reasons I think I kind of withdrew from social media a lot and doing things like this, just recording what's going on in my head or the contents of my head on Audioboo, is because I wasn't at home. Because you kind of go and you work in an office, you suddenly get this professional attitude and there's a lot of people around you, and picking up a microphone and suddenly recording on Audioboo, if you're down at the office, which you're sharing with a lot of people, isn't, you can't really do that. So what I've kind of rediscovered is that actually it's okay to be at home. If you are running your own business, and there certainly seems to be an attitude here in Denmark that if you're starting your own business, you're not really professional unless you have an office. I'm kind of finding a little bit the opposite, that I've been in a lot of shared offices. I'm kind of in a shared office now, the space that I have now. And what I found is people disturb you a lot. They knock on the door, they come over to your desk. It's this open environment where people seem like if you're sitting there and they're bored, or they got a few moments where they can't, where they got nothing to do or whatever it is, or they want to ask you a question, they'll come over and talk to you and disturb you. So I've really found being in an open office environment has actually really kind of put a downer on my productivity. And I've actually found the opposite of being at home, that even though I've been going through all these different things, that being at home my productivity has gone way up, even though I've been struggling with all these health things, because I've actually had the time and the peace and quiet to actually do stuff. I have the time now and the peace and quiet to actually pick up a microphone and contribute here on Audioboo. And you know what? It feels fucking great to actually be on social media again and have the space to do that. It's such a creative place to be that I've really missed kind of being on social media in that way. So here I am again. These circumstances that I've gone through, the things that I've gone through, the way that I'm having to change my life now, some of it is, of course, not super good. I mean, type 2 diabetes, you read a lot on the internet about, you can cure yourself. But this is something I'm going to have to be aware of and take care of for the rest of my life. I'm going to have to make sure I eat right and exercise. And by the way, after I finish recording this, I'm going to go for a run for the first time in a couple of years. Running is something that disappeared when I started my business as well, because I just felt like I didn't have time. But really, one of the positive things about all of this, despite the fact that depression and diabetes and whatever really sucks, that having the room to do what I'm doing now and having the room to actually be creative at home is just something I've really, really missed. I used to write a lot. Some of you probably remember I did a project called 100 Stories for Haiti a few years back. And at that point, I was writing every day. I haven't written for, not in that way, I haven't written for about 4 years. Partly because of how things have changed, partly because of business, partly because of all kinds of things. And along with the social media, contributing on social media, that's something I need to rediscover again. I feel like in some way, you know, the bit that sucks is the health stuff, but the health stuff is something I can take care of. But the positive thing that's come out of that, I think, is that the health stuff is actually telling me that I've drifted too far in the wrong direction. That maybe actually what I need to be doing is going back to the source again of who I am, of who I should be and who I want to be. A part of that was how I express my personality on social media. And it actually feels really, really nice to have restarted, at least, to rediscover that again. By having this space here at home to actually feel free enough to be able to explore the contents of my own head, I guess. I'm definitely someone who needs thinking time. I'm definitely someone who likes to not be on my own. Of course, I like to be with other people. I have a family. I love being with my family. But I'm definitely someone who needs to have that time away from other people. I'm not someone who needs to be around other people all the time. I'll quite happily go to the cinema on my own, for example, and enjoy a movie on my own. I actually really like that. And that's kind of something I think part of this is that I've lost is actually having that alone time to think, to understand what's going on inside my own head, to have ideas, to explore, to do things in a way that where I feel unencumbered, where I feel like I can actually just be. Okay, this has been a really long audio boo, I imagine. But, you know, catching up on a bit of time from not having done it for a while. But I guess I picked up the microphone really just to be here again. And I really appreciate connecting with old friends again on social media. Particularly you, Roger, and also Paul as well. I'm hoping to reconnect with a few others as well. Jane Boyd is one of them. Haven't spoken to her in an incredibly long time. She seems to be doing some very interesting and awesome things. And I'm hoping to definitely connect with her again as well. And a few others too. You all know who you are. So, yeah, I'm going to sign off, I think, and go for a run. And, yeah, from now on, really take care of myself. And just be. And I think if you're listening to this, if you've got through this far of listening to me waffling on for the last half an hour, then you do that too. Okay? Just be.